instances of paranormal phenomena have been reported in this desolate place. Events that may reflect the area's tragic past.
Welcome back to Other Dangerous Podcast. We talk all things paranormal. I'm Ken James, and this is my dude, Jason McKittrick.
I can't follow that, but thanks, Ken.
And if we can haunt, howl, or dwell in the dark, we want to talk about it. And tonight, Bigfoot boys are back, baby.
Yeah.
We got a couple different stories. We got the Pennsyltucky Bigfoot and the Boggy Creek Monster.
Or the monster, the fuck monster?
The fuck monster. The thing's got names. We're going to get into it.
I've known a few fuck monsters.
There's like Jefferson County. Yeah. I know you have.
Yeah.
But no, there's a bunch of names in this one. We're bringing back another Bigfoot episode because, you know, we had...
We're going squatching.
We're going squatching. And we've heard recently that Buster Irwin was sighted recently.
Was he really?
Yeah. Actually in the Appalachians. So... I was like, dude, Jay, what should we do? And you were like, Bigfoot episode. I was like, funny, because Buster Irwin was sighted.
Yeah, and so there's probably a few people right now going, Buster Irwin?
Yeah, and if you're a newcomer, well, Buster Irwin was the brainchild of Jason at one
long
point.
Story short, long story short, Steve Irwin fucked a Sasquatch, and their kid is Buster Irwin.
Yeah.
They've been trying to pass him off as human for years, but they eventually just had him let him go because he was too hairy.
Whatever you're picturing is right. Just make sure he's wearing the same outfit that Steve Irwin, his wife, and his kids all wear.
The same outfit he died in.
Yes. Unfortunately, because that man was a saint. Saint Steve Irwin, I'm saying.
Mm.
I'd give him sainthood. He's an ODP saint.
He probably killed a few hookers or something. He's
fine. No, I would never say that. And I appreciate if you take that back.
I'm not taking it back.
Well, here's where we're at a crossroads, my friend.
All right.
Demon at the cross. Anyway, all right. So before we get into these two big hairy motherfuckers, we're gonna go to Jay for a haunted headline.
Haunted headline.
Thanks, Ken.
You're
well.
Welcome, Ken.
Okay. Well, Bigfoot is back. It's true. And another potential sighting has captured the internet's attention. Why does fascination with this mythical creature endure?
I could tell you, but I'll let this article.
All right. Well, Stetson Parker and his wife Shannon recently took a trip through Colorado to celebrate their 10th anniversary. They boarded the Durango and Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad, a vintage train that provides historic and entertaining rides, according to its website.
Aww.
But what the Parkers saw from the last car of that train wasn't advertised online.
Whoa!
The couple believe they spotted the most elusive of creatures, Bigfoot. I mean, I would say Mothman is, and maybe even the Flatwoods Monster, but it's fine.
But we actually recently cracked a case on Mothman. You know, he got broken out by the fan of Patriot from Bohemian Grove.
We didn't do a Bohemian Grove episode.
What?
We didn't do a Bohemian Grove episode.
Oh, is this so we don't get suicided?
Yes, you read that correctly. Bigfoot, also known as a Sasquatch or a Yeti, the mythical ape-like giant creature who maybe wanders North America.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the Toynbee Tiles episode.
What are you talking about? Are you having flashes of, like, an image of an owl right now?
Maybe. You know what? This must be the Mandela effect. I'm sorry.
It definitely is.
There was some weird turn in the timeline, and, yeah. Sorry, gang. Continue the haunted headline.
Who, according to some, definitely exists. That's Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Nobody drinks children's blood around here. I don't know why you keep bringing it up.
Bigfoot doesn't either. So, he only serves it at Pudding.
The most recent spotting, captured in a widely shared video, and folks, you've definitely seen this one. It's this Bigfoot looking Bigfoot walking through this.
It's
like on a slope of a mountain with this grass. It's from this train in Colorado. Adds to the growing catalog of sightings that have kept the myth alive amid a lack of what some might call verifiable proof. They're trying to say that fucking mask in the intestines and the fucking styrofoam cooler was bullshit. How dare they?
Yeah, right. That costume that was actually found online.
Yeah.
I mean, no, that Bigfoot skin that was actually found online.
Yeah, with the rubber teeth and, like, the cutout eyes or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm definitely a believer now, Mr. Parker 33 said.
That's all he said in Colorado.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he wasn't from Colorado.
Okay.
The video, which was taken by a fellow passenger and posted online by Mr. Parker, shows a tall brownish creature walking and squatting before it blends into its surroundings. The footage is zoomed in, making for a grainy video. Someone online said it's Bigfoot taking a shit, which is the funniest thing I've heard, because it's literally what it looks like, because it squats down for a little while and then gets up and walks away with like a look of relief and
it
rubs
like,
his tummy.
You know.
Yeah, he rubs his Sasquatch tummy. He's
Sasquatch tummy. That's cute.
To him, Mr. Parker said, the creature didn't look like a human.
No shit.
It didn't move like a person, he said. It looked more like an ape, but didn't walk like an ape so much. This guy's amazing.
Yeah.
He added the creature's arms.
Real character witness, this guy.
Yeah. Let me do that again. It didn't move like a person, he said.
Yeah,
it looked more like an ape, but didn't walk like an ape so much.
Yeah. My sister and my mom are the same person.
You're my sister, cousin. He added that the creature's arms seemed too long to be human, with hands reaching down to its knees. All right, it's pretty long.
Yeah, that's like Larry Bird says.
It didn't look like anything I ever seen before, Mr. Parker said. I don't think it was a hoax, and if it was, it was a really good one. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing with that, right? You are on a train. The stops are few and far between.
Yeah.
If you're going to do a hoax, the person has to be out there waiting for the right time to know the train's passing.
Yes.
So it is... It's entirely possible that
and
it
gotta
could...
wait. Yeah, and then I gotta wait for this guy coming out, you know, all just starry-eyed, like...
Yeah. Whoa! Like, you know, like... So, it could be... But I liked it. I like the footage.
I like the footage, too. Yeah. This guy just sounds like he had a double lobotomy.
Yeah, but those are the perfect people for these interviews.
It is.
Because, like, if it is real, they interview that guy to throw the, you know, credibility out instantly.
Yeah. Other possible explanations emerged as the video drew the attention of media around the world.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a bear. It's not a bear. Or the most common one, maybe it was a man wearing a ghillie suit. The camouflage clothing that helps outdoorsmen disappear into their backgrounds.
So just a guy in a ghillie suit taking a shit on a hill?
I mean, stranger things have happened.
True, but like, why would he be wearing the ghillie like that?
Dude, people are fucking weird, dude.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe he was like, maybe there's over that hill, maybe there's like a fucking Walmart over there, and like every day at 3, this girl that he's like sweet on comes out, so he's like, I gotta keep watching her, but that restraining order is really fucking me up.
Yeah. Oh my god, shit!
Oh, Jesus Christ! He got so nervous that she was coming out. Oh, here comes my tooth.
He's from Colorado. He's just like, oh, I have to poop, you know.
I don't know what people in Colorado sound like.
That's what I imagine. Oh, I have to poop.
Yeah. I don't know. The camouflage clothing that helps, outdoorsmen disappear into their backgrounds. But why, Mr. Parker asked, would anyone be in a ghillie suit in the middle of elk hunting season?
Not to be camouflaged from the elk that you're hunting?
That's a surefire way for any hunter to get shot.
That's true. You when you are hunting, you do want to wear...
And it wasn't holding a weapon.
That's true.
Yeah.
Besides that guns hot tube in the back there.
Right. Over the decades, researchers, academics, and even the FBI have investigated Bigfoot's existence. The FBI helped research mysterious hairs in 1977, which ended up being of deer origin.
Yeah, of course it was FBI.
It blew it wide open. Yeah. Bigfoot experts and enthusiasts often refer to the so-called Patterson-Gimlin film from 1967, which claimed to show... One of the creatures strolling through a California stream bed. He's not strolling.
With sweet tits.
Well, you know.
Sweet Bigfoot tits.
Yeah. Did they ever figure out the cup size on that?
I'm going C from where I'm standing.
That.
Well, it's actually bigger. Yeah, that's
it's a Bigfoot city.
That's Triple D.
Not a human city.
Yeah, that's Triple D. So that's you go up four sizes.
I like it. We should probably like write that down for posterity. Like, okay, like how, you know, they do like men's and women's sizes and shoes. It's like human and Bigfoot cup size. There it is.
It's by four.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. A major 2014 Oxford University study dealt a blow to Bigfoot believers. Researchers there investigated 30 hair samples and successfully matched all of them to other animals.
Because the FBI told them
because
to.
Because the smoking man was there. But the Bigfoot faithful are not easily deterred. I fully believe that they're there, said Ryan Willis, 23, who found the Trent University Sasquatch Society and is the host of Sasquatch University, a reality show on the Wild Network that covers Bigfoot sightings in Ontario. But I leave a bit of room for skepticism.
Well, these guys never seen a Bigfoot video or photo they didn't like, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Mr. Willis said people had sent him video footage, hair samples, and more. In some cases, he said, people have told him they have fecal evidence.
Because he balls them all up and puts them in his underwear. Like, that's his thing.
But he said, no one has sent us Bigfoot poop in the mail or anything. Yeah. So
it's his poop.
Q Ryan, please send him Bigfoot poop.
Yo, send Ryan Bigfoot poop.
No, I think Ryan should send him.
Oh, Ryan should.
Well, North American pissing.
He should send him some other samples that he's gotten in his latest adventure in Bigfoot land.
Exactly.
God bless him.
Even Bigfoot believers disagree over what the video shared by Mr. Parker shows. Cliff Barrickman presented the reality show Finding Bigfoot, or as we like to call it, Fucking Dumb, for 9 years on Animal Planet. And he opened the North American Bigfoot Center in Boring, Oregon. No shit, that's the name of the town. Boring. He doesn't think it's a Bigfoot. Dude, who wrote this? I thought it was a suit, Mr. Barrickman said. I have seen a Sasquatch, and I know they are real animals. That's his evidence. I know.
I thought it was a suit, because all my suits have hair coming off them.
But those are skin suits, and I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, they never found the body, so my suit now. Get it, Dick.
But the creature in the video, he added, didn't look like it was an animal. It looked baggy. But what kind of suit is unclear. Most online viewers suggested it was a ghillie suit, which usually includes a jacket, pants, and a head covering, and is supposed to camouflage any human form. Kevin Erickson, the chief executive Arcturus, a company that makes the suits, said that the creature in the video was not wearing one. The suit wasn't baggy enough. In this video, the extremities, the legs, and the arms are fairly silhouetted and tight, he said. No one makes a ghillie suit like this.
This is the longest haunted headline
it's
we've
crazy.
Ever had.
I mean, we're wrapping it up here, but in this video, I mean, Mr. Erickson added, it could be a Bigfoot-specific suit upon closer inspection of the video.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know, he said. He seemed to see a shadow in the middle of the creature suggesting a jacket. Skepticism is often warranted, Mr. Barrickman acknowledged, because the internet is full of hoaxes and misinformation, and until Bigfoot's existence is conclusively proven, he says, he'll continue to run his museum and search for the creature. But he wonders, after the species is proven to be real, are people still going to dress up as Bigfoot?
What?
I feel like I'm insane after reading that.
Yeah, dude, did everyone look at the same video that we looked at?
No.
What are they talking about? Look, you get it. It's a glimpse. It's that long. Take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Take it or leave it. I guess people have to have their, you know, because this is their business.
Well, you know, they got to, I think it's money. Like, yeah, it is. But I think it's like, you can't go like hook, line, and sinker. You got to be like, we really like this one. I mean, there are some weird things about it, but I think I like this one. That's how they treat them all.
Yeah, and they pull. They're like, well, here's something I could say that is negative. But like, if anyone looks at it, they go, you know what? I don't see that, so it must be real.
Yeah, and they're like, why is Bigfoot's dick out?
Yeah. It
gets weird. I think a lot of these guys are up to some weird shit.
Yeah. Squatching isn't just going to look for Bigfoot.
Oh, I know.
Those mountain monster guys?
Yeah, I know what they're up to.
Yeah. You can't see what I'm doing, gang, but...
They're finding something.
Yeah, they're batting around some stuff.
I mean, hey, that's their choice. They're grown-ups.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, but...
It's fun. It's not for me. It's fun for them.
But there's no Bigfoot out there.
My only problem is when people lie about stuff.
Mm.
You know?
If really what it comes down to is dudes lying to their wives, and they don't want to tell them right. the weird shit that right. they're getting up to with their buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we're looking for Bigfoot. It's like, why are you walking weird? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's...
Why do I have pictures of you open-mouth kissing the best man at our wedding?
Oh, boy.
Your shirts are off. Anyway, Bert Kreischer. That was a wild one.
Oh, do you think Bert Kreischer might be responsible
oh, he's a squatcher.
For Bigfoot?
No, he's a squatcher. And gotcha. He pops his shirt off, and he's like, yeah. He's like, we're going squatching. Comedy? That's the thing that's been pissing me off.
People
them all
comedy.
Just saying comedy.
Yeah.
Like, instead of going, no, I do stand-up comedy, it's like, in comedy, it's like, shut up. Stop.
Yeah.
Full stop.
Mm-hmm.
Pause.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys. As you can tell, we've already had a very eventful evening. We've we're well into our hijinks, and we're having a good time.
Spring jinx.
Spring jinx. Oof. We're still reeling.
Semper Virens.
We're still reeling from our last episode.
Nothing matters after the fucking...
It doesn't.
After Bohemian Grove,
yeah.
what even matters?
Like, we held off on that, and this is something we talked about for years, and like, when you finally... You finally go over it, and you actually have a full discussion on it.
I have, like, four blown-out tires right now, and I'm just trying to get down the road.
I went full Alex Jones at Thanksgiving, like I said, and it just, you know... I don't know if I'm invited back to...
I went full Alex Jones and just got drunk and passed out.
That's cool. He does do that. But, it's wild, man. Bohemian Grove, and I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. Maybe we open your eyes to some stuff, and I'm sorry if your credit score, you know, the bottom falls out after listening to that episode.
Yeah, if they just, like, repo your car on Monday.
If you just mention any of that to one of your friends and, like, you know, they're just, like...
Yeah.
They, you know, all of a sudden you hear...
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, they're like...
It's just, like, clear.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. But, let's get into Bigfoot, because we need a palate cleanser after that one.
Yeah, because what's more fun than, you know, our furry ally running around the forests of the United States?
And, like, we wanted to... We hope he's our ally, because, obviously, the people in control aren't...
He's not our
ally.
No, he hates us.
He does. He just wants to be left alone. Our only real ally is Peter James.
It's true. It's true.
I mean, just me and you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Our only true spirit, St. Peter.
James was an inside job.
Do we have to fist fight or something? He's like, what do
no,
you
no,
mean?
I'm saying he was an inside job. Why would we fist fight?
Because, like, what do you mean he's an inside job?
They killed him. They took him out.
Oh, I thought you said him.
He
in
found
general.
One of the portals.
Oh, okay.
He found one of the portals.
I literally
walked through, and he was inside Bohemian Grove, and they were like, and they just.
Okay. Because for a second there, I literally got chest pains, and I smelled toast when I thought you meant, like.
Do you taste coconut or metal right now?
Not right now. Those two things happened. But when you said that, like, I was like. Are you a plant? Because I thought you meant, like, Peter James himself was, like, an
There's
inside
no way
gem.
I can prove that I'm not a plant at this point.
Don't do this to us. Don't do this to us, man. And also, you can tell we're playing this one fast and loose. It's it's good time vibes time. That's
we want to, you know, it's we're moving into the holiday season. We're squarely in the holiday season. You know, we want to have a good time. You know, Bigfoot is always fun. He's that fuzzy motherfucker that we just want to, you know, cuddle up to.
Yeah, but there's always so many great stories,
he
too.
He smells like shit,
though. Oh, yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, like, oh, what a good guy. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, because everyone always, like, talks about, like, how bad the smell is when he's around. And I've never had an encounter, and I wish I did. But, like, you know, it either goes a couple different ways. Like, one, they're like, you know. Like, you're dead. Or, like, you know, it was haunting me, and I know. Or it's like, you know.
I knew if I turned around. He would have raped my fucking corpse.
Yeah,
but
right.
You know,
yeah,
a lot of cursing in this episode. Sorry, folks.
It's gonna be. Look, once again, we just had one holiday. We're in between the next.
Yeah, this is some
me and my
decompression.
Boy, yeah, right. Me and my boy Jason get to actually just hang out in person.
Yeah,
because we've had so many of the Zoom episodes.
Yeah,
and we just had so much to
do. I thought
do.
Ken was a plant.
Don't do this. That'd be the wildest thing if it was like, if this was a plant.
Yeah.
Like, if I was a plant, I didn't even know it. And, like, it just turns out the whole time, like, they come down in a helicopter, they take you away, and they're like, great job, we got him, Ken. And I'm like, I don't even know.
And then there's that meme. It's like, wait a minute, all this time they were all just plants? Always was.
Yeah. Always happened. And then, like, they take you away in a helicopter, and I'm like sitting there, and they give me a medal. And then, like, I look in the woods, and there's Bigfoot behind a tree, like, Shaq, you know, with the book.
Yeah. Yeah, or the guy in the yellow blazer.
Yeah, he was on the tree. Yeah, I can't wait. But, you know, we're happy to be back in the same room. It's been a while, you know, when we recorded these. And, I mean, I'm not going to tell you that this is going to be the most in-depth information episode. Because, look, all the really good Bigfoot stories, we've already covered.
Yeah, I mean, there's little ones here and there. I mean, mm-hmm. this one we're talking about, there's got this one in Pennsylvania. Ken's got one of the originals, the Falk Monster, which yeah. inspired the Legend of Boggy Creek.
And it's falcon crazy, man.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah, man. I gave it the Falcon Punch, you know?
Don't do this to us.
Sick, bro.
Why don't you start off with your bullshit story?
Yeah, we had a preamble here. But all right, so in Arkansas folklore, the Falk Monster, also known as the Boggy Creek Monster and the Swamp Stalker, sick name, bad name, Ryan.
10 out of 10.
Yeah. It's reported to be an ape-like creature similar to the description of Bigfoot that was allegedly sighting in the rural town of Falk, Arkansas. During the early 1970s, the creature was alleged to have attacked a local family. Sick. It was since become part of Arkansas folklore. It also influenced local culture in Falk, with some businesses capitalizing on local lore like they all do.
Yeah.
Stories of the creature influenced the 1972 docudrama horror film, The Legend of Boggy Creek, which became the 11th highest grossing film of 1972, guys.
What the fuck were they doing in 1972?
Dude,
a lot of coke, right?
Yeah. And it's considered to be a cult classic. Sure. 11th highest grossing of that year.
Well, how many movies came out that year?
12? 72. I'm sure more. Right. But I'm sure, like, we got... You know what? Let me look it up real quick.
How many movies came out in 1972?
It's
the same year as like the Wonderland Murders.
Blockbuster movies, 1972. Diamonds Are Forever, The French Connection, Dirty Harry, The Last Picture Show, The Hospital, Dirty Harry, The Godfather, Butterflies Are Free, Superfly, The New Centurions, Slaughter, Deliverance. The Valachi Papers, Lady Sings the Blues, Men of La Manchana, and the Poseidon Adventure. Those were the
Man of La Mancha?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's Don Quixote.
Okay, then those are like the first 11. This one doesn't even make the list because it's the next one. But yeah, so those are the movies there, and. The creature was named by journalist Nick Powell, who reported it on the Texarkana Gazette and the Texarkana Daily News. Now, my friend Jason, the description of this creature.
Is it like three fingers or something? It's weird.
Hold on. We'll get there. Various reports between 1971 and 1974 describe it as being a large bipedal creature covered in long, dark hair. Hagrid. It was estimated to be very... That's going to be around 7 feet tall, weighing 250 to 300 pounds. So how do they know that? Later reports claim...
I'll tell you how. A bunch of swamp hillbillies. They tried to at least pick it up. That's as far as I'll go.
They're like, 250 to 300 pounds!
Yeah.
Some accounts describe the... the Falk Monster...
The Falk Monster
as running swiftly with a galloping gait. And swinging its arms in a fashion similar to a monkey. Reports also describe it having a terrible odor. Oh, poor guy.
I've seen that same thing appear at Laurel Hill Cemetery. Just came out of the bushes one time.
It was Ryan. The odor being described as a combination of a skunk and a wet dog, and is having bright red eyes about the size of silver dollars. That's creepy. Anytime you mention silver dollars and eyes, I'm always reminded of Clinkety Clink from...
They should call it the Silver Dollar Swamp Stalker.
I could kiss you right
now. Don't do this.
A variety of tracks and claw marks have been discovered which are claimed to belong to the creature. One set of footprints reportedly measured 17 inches. That's 43 centimeters for those who are using centimeters for some reason. In length and 7 inches wide, while another appeared to show feet that only possessed 3 toes. There it is, buddy.
Weird.
The 3 toes.
Reptilian.
Prior to the 20th century, several alleged sightings in the general area related to a large, hairy creature circulated in 1851. A report in the Memphis Inquirer and 1856 report in the Caddo Gazette. Local residents claim that the creature had roamed the area since 1964, but those sightings had not been reported. Local folklore also holds that the creature can be further traced back to sightings in 1946. Reversed numbers there.
Hmm.
Most early sightings were allegedly in the region of Jonesville, as the creature was known as the Jonesville Monster during that period. Fourth name, my friend. In 1955, the creature was allegedly spotted by a 14-year-old boy who described it as having reddish-brown hair, sniffing the air, and not reacting when it was fired upon with birdshot. So this 14-year-old kid's got a shotgun with birdshot in it.
That's the real menace.
He was like, fuck this thing.
Yeah.
Investigator Joe Nickel observed that the description was consistent with a misidentified black bear. Come on, dude.
What are these guys doing out there?
Right, well, in the 1970s, the folk monster first made local headlines in 1971, Falk Monster, Fuck Monster, when it was reported to have attacked the home of Bobby and Elizabeth Ford on May 2nd, 1971. According to Elizabeth Ford, the creature, which she initially thought was a bear, reached through the screen window that night while she was sleeping on the couch. That's fucked up. That's not good.
That's when she was like, fuck, monster!
Yeah, yeah.
Then I started calling it the fuck monster.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm going. It was chased away by her husband and his brother, Dom. So the brothers were like, get your hand on my screen door, that's my wife! You know, like, I love that. They hopped to.
Yeah. It wasn't to protect her. It was to make sure that somebody else wasn't trying to fuck her, including this fuck monster.
Yeah. And you know what?
Because he's a fuck monster.
It wouldn't even have mattered if they had birdshot, because it doesn't care.
No. And do you think he's kind of almost like... So, like, Cookie Monster just rips cookies apart? Do you think this thing, fucks people and then rips them apart?
With the fucking.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
All right, so that's ODP canon.
Yeah.
Right. Just want to make sure we're on the same page.
I mean, it's hard-pressed to find a moment we're not. During the alleged encounter, the Fords fired several gunshots at the creature and believed that they had hit it, though no trace of blood were found.
Hit it and quit it.
The fuck monster's not there. An extensive search of the area failed to locate the creature, but three-toed footprints were found to the house, as well as scratch marks on the porch and damage to the window of the house's siding. So it was out there scratching, and then it was like, oh, I'm going to reach through the screen door. According to the Fords, they had heard something moving around outside late at night several nights prior, but having lived in the house for less than a week, had never encountered the creature before. Okay, so these people moved in the week of, and they were like, all right, we're bored, let's make up a story. The creature was allegedly sighted again on May 23rd, 1971, when three people, D.C. Woods Jr., Wilma Woods, and Mrs. R.H. Sedgas? What's with these D.C. and R.H.? Like, that weird...
They're plants.
Yeah, you're right. That's Men in Black names.
Yeah.
Reported seeing an ape-like creature crossing U.S. Highway 71. More sightings reports were made over the following months by local residents and tourists who found additional footprints. The best-known footprints were found in soybean field belonging to local filling station owner Scott Keith. He sounds cool. They were scrutinized by game warden Carl Galeon, who was unable to confirm their authenticity. Like the footprints, they appeared to indicate that the creature had only three toes. The incident began to attract substantial interest after news spread about the Ford sighting. The Little Rock, Arkansas radio station KAY posted a $1,090 bounty on the creature. Okay. Several attempts were made. That's like
I want to see the wanted posters.
Right, right.
Wanted.
Yeah.
Fuck monster.
Yeah.
And it's just toes. Red. It's just red eyes and just hair.
Yeah. Three toes. I was gonna say $1,090. That's like less than you get for selling a house these days.
Well, it's what you're worth.
Yeah. Right. Several attempts were made to track the creature with dogs, but they were able to follow its scent. They don't know this scent. How are they going to track it? When hunters began to take interest in the folk monster, fuck monster, folk monster, Miller County Sheriff Leslie Greer was forced to put a temporary no-guns policy in place in order to preserve public safety.
Y'all are getting too antsy in your pantsy. We've had it with the shootings.
Yeah, you're shooting everyone. Everyone's getting shot. 1971, three people were fined $59 each for filing a fraudulent monster report. You know what? I would like to collect out there so I could build myself worth.
Yeah.
After an initial surge of attention, public interest in the creature decreased until it gained national recognition in 1973 when Charles B. Pierce released a docudrama horror film about the creature in 1972. The Legend of Boggy Creek. Now, like, that isn't that always the case?
Yeah.
Like, no one cares until someone makes a bullshit movie, and then people are like, no, my family knows. I'm involved.
Yeah.
Interview me for a documentary, not a docudrama. By late 1974, interest had waned again, and sightings but all stopped, only to begin again in March 1978, when tracks were reportedly found by two brothers prospecting in Russellville, Arkansas. There were also sightings in Center Ridge, Arkansas. On June 26 of that same year, a sighting was reported in Crozet, Arkansas. During this period, the creature was blamed for missing livestock and attacks on several dogs. That was Zipzak and Gleepcorp, but we'll...
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, but I digress. Since the initial cluster of sightings in the 1970s, there have been sporadic reports of the creature. In 1991, the creature was reportedly seen jumping from a bridge. There were 40 reported sightings in 1997, and in 1998, the creature was reportedly sighted in a dry creek bed 5 miles south of Fock. So, on to the investigation of the Boggy Creek Monster. 1 month after the Ford sightings, Southern State College, now known as Southern Arkansas University, archaeologist Frank Schwambach determined that there was 99% chance that the tracks were a hoax. Okay. Really? According to Schwambach, the tracks could not be from a species of ape, as claimed by witnesses, because they were, you know, three-toed footprints. And there are no three-toed creatures, whereas all primates, include hominids, have 5 toes. In addition to the number of toes, Schwambach cited several other anomalies as part of this conclusion. The region had no history of primate activity, ruling out the possibility that the creature being the remnants of an indigenous species. All apes are completely diurnal, awake in the day, as the folk monster was reported to be nocturnal. In 1986, the mayor of Virgil Roberts, former Miller County Sheriff Leslie Greer, were of the opinion that the alleged folk monster tracks were man-made. Of course.
I think maybe sometimes they got the name because this monster just runs out into the middle of the woods and yells fuck at the top of his lungs.
I mean, that seems like canon to me.
That is canon. And I think I have another idea as well, as far as this monster is concerned. This monster is dispatched by the freaks at Bohemian Grove to capture children.
It's a possibility.
Yeah, the three toes give it away.
Yeah.
Like it's constructed.
Well, it's three. That's that number, you know?
I know, but it's like it's constructed during some kind of a cult ritual.
Think about this. 3-3-2.
Mm-hmm.
Three toes, 2 feet.
And then what? 3-2-2. What wasn't 3-2-2? Or 3-3-2 was the numbers associated with the skull and bones.
Yes.
So, crack it wide open. So the fuck monster is a plant from Bohemian Grove.
Do with it what you will.
Don't say Bohemian Grove again.
Yeah.
We are on a list.
Yes. By 1986, the mayor of Virgil Roberts and former Miller County Sheriff Leslie Greer were of the opinion the alleged fuck monster's tracks were man-made. Greer's working colleague at the time, Chief Deputy H.L. Phillips, said that he had not taken calls regarding the monster in years. He does not believe the creature exists, stating, "I do not believe in it, but I'd say that you don't argue with people who say they have seen it. Many were respectable and responsible folks." Fucks. The Skeptoid podcast concludes.
Oh, fucking Brian Dunning. Is he still around?
So in total, I don't even know. So in total, every last shred of evidence of the folk monster exists in all, it's all anecdotal. Not a single piece is testable. The fuck monster fits very poorly with the model of living animals, but it fits very well with a local legend. Thanks for being cute about that, buddy. Since 2013, the Fuck Monster Festival...
Dude, that's yeah. wild.
The Fuck Monster Festival, previously called the Boggy Creek Festival, has been an annual event dedicated to discussions, presentations, and lore related to the creature and other similar monsters. Proceeds benefit the Fuck School District, with an over 3,000...
Tell me about this Fuck Festival.
In 2019. there's movies, The Legend of Boggy Creek, Return to Boggy Creek, Boggy Creek 2, and the legend continues. Boggy Creek, the legend is true. Boggy, the legacy of Boggy Creek. Boggy Creek Monster. So there's, you know, it's...
Boggy Creek 2, the Fuck Boogaloo.
Yeah. Electric Fuck Boogaloo. Yeah, it's, you know...
What are you going to say? We got the stamp route. The cannon stamp, or are we throwing it into the chum bucket? What do you
this
think?
This is chum bucket. It's, yeah. It has to be chum bucket, because, like, they made a festival, dude, and, like, it's all because of the movies. This yeah. is because of the movies.
Yeah.
And, you know, they want the Child's Play route. They made, like, 7 of them.
Yeah.
Leading all the way up to 2010.
You know what makes me think it's fake just right off the bat is the three-toed
three
thing.
Three toes, yeah.
It's stupid.
Oh, they went for their own angle. They try to do their own angle where it's like...
But they're hillbillies and they don't get it.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it has three toes. It's like, yeah, but that wouldn't exist. That's not a thing that exists.
Right. And they were up to, like, what, number 6, 7?
Movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 6. 6, yeah.
So they were about to do part 8, and the one guy was like, how about this time we fuck the Fuck Monster? And they're like, that's it. Shut
yeah.
it down.
Yeah, the independent company yeah. was like, look, no. we had fun with the last
look,
few.
It's like, look, we had a good time. Everyone got paid. There's no more, you can't squeeze blood from a stone.
You guys
it's
are
over.
Pissing in our Cheerios here, you know?
Big time.
We were having a good time. We were yeah. at horror festivals.
Yeah.
And now you're just out here.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, Ken messed up the name. It's not really the Fuck Monster.
Yeah, it's the Falk Monster.
It's the Falk Monster.
But at this point, nobody's defending the brand.
Yeah.
So.
And everyone went with it.
And they didn't maintain, and now they don't maintain the kayfabe. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, that's when you lose it all, my man.
Yeah.
Once the kayfabe's broken.
Yeah, because when Vince McMahon is trying, he's crying, he's yeah. like, mm-mm.
No, we're not talking about that.
Nope.
Mm-mm. No, man. These are astounding stories.
They really are.
Yeah.
Well, buddy. We're going to head to our home state.
So you think this is fake, though, too, right?
Oh, yeah, it's totally fake.
Yeah, it's totally fake. Sorry, Bigfoot heads. I mean, they're not all real.
This one's stupid. And it was sensationalized at the time. And it's just, it's clearly, they just, you know, they're like, let's profit. And
yeah. Y'all there's, like there's, movies?
a three-toed mammal doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And why like, would well, it? It's its own thing.
You ever,
it's yeah, stupid.
You ever hear of the duck-billed platypus? You know, like... You know, it's like a
yeah, I know what it is. They're poisonous.
Jackalope. You know.
Goblins.
Goblins.
Well, that's where I'm going with this next one, because yeah. this next sighting, slew of sightings, hotbed of sightings, whatever you want to call it, in our home state of Pennsylvania,
yeah.
but on the other end.
Yeah.
It's the Southwest region. That's in Appalachia, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there's in the that area. I know of a judge that's out there. That's like really stern.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Chevy Chase was out there too. John Candy. Pennsylvania, right?
Are you talking about Nothing But Trouble?
Yeah.
That takes place in New Jersey, sir.
Well, no, that was that. I thought it was the Pennsylvania, like that was that whole area.
No.
That's Jersey.
That's Jersey.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. It's feet and carpet or something. No, I don't...
Vulcanvania. It's New Jersey.
Vulcanvania is New Jersey?
Mm-hmm.
Guys, write it down.
Yeah.
I always thought Pennsylvania.
May I continue?
No.
All right.
Show's over.
All right, so this next one, this one's been batted around for a while.
My eyes just lit up.
Bigfoot sightings have been reported from throughout Pennsylvania for years. It's actually, like, Pennsylvania
no,
as a
yeah.
state, I mean, it's a big-ass state.
No, yeah, there's a lot of sightings out there.
Yeah, there's I mean, as you go west, I mean, you go out into the sticks, man. So, and that, you know, the western end of the state, that's Appalachia. I mean, you're out there in the, you know, that's, it's God's country out there.
Is it?
I don't know. It's meth's country. sorry, folks, it's just what I heard.
Somewhere Shane Gillis dropped one tear.
Mechanicsburg is literally right in Pennsylvania. I'm talking about all the way over west.
Yeah, but that's kind of the cusp. Like the Pittsburgh area gets cuspy.
It is.
And that kind of stuff.
Look, I don't know. I'm just recording a podcast here.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not defending nothing.
Hey, look, we're just blowing off steam at this point.
No, we are. They have the lesser baseball team out there. They don't have the Phillies. They're the fucking Pirates.
Pirates.
Pirates. Ass.
Pirate bullshit. Pirate jagoffs.
We did better than you guys. The southwest region of the state, however, is most active with sightings reported yearly. So there's the Chestnut Ridge area, which is it's this area, all right, that extends through sections of Westmoreland, Fayette, and Indiana counties, which I didn't even know existed until today. I don't even know that section of the state. It might as well be another country.
It pretty much is.
It is.
It's a big state.
I know, man. Yeah. I come from New Jersey, where everybody knows where everything is because it's this big.
You can hit, like, the edge of the state with a Vortex football from the middle, you know?
You can drive the length of the state in an afternoon.
Yeah.
It's no problem.
Yeah.
Not so much Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Fuck, are we in Ohio?
What's going on here? They're like, what's the difference anyway?
Yeah, right.
So it's historically known for some of the most detailed and close-range encounters.
Close range, huh?
Yeah, that have taken place with these mysterious creatures. Now, this isn't going to go in depth, but if you want to check out Small Town Monsters, the guys who are responsible for a bunch of really cool cryptid and Bigfoot documentaries, they did one on I think it's called like the Chestnut Ridge Encounter or something like that, and they go full depth.
Yeah, watch it.
These are one of these ones where they go where like Bigfoot and UFO sightings overlap.
High strangeness,
that's correct. So it's kind of a cool thing, you know, if you're interested in the whole thing, check it out. It's one of those ones where it's like, why is everything happening? And,
then
there's this triangle of area. Everyone likes to do triangles.
Yeah. It's there because they're spooky in Bermuda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or
The Rock.
Yeah. Yeah. Beyonce and
Jay-Z.
New World Order.
Yeah. All Sing I.
Semper Virens.
Don't do this.
Throughout the years, some of the strangest and best documented Bigfoot incidents have occurred in Fayette County. Another Bigfoot incident was reported to researcher Jim Brown, who has been investigating UFO, Bigfoot, and other anomalies. Tell me about the other anomalies. That's like someone got like fucking assaulted by a goblin. Because that section of the state is closer to the fucking wackiness that occurred.
With the aliens attacking the family.
Yeah.
And them fending them off with shotguns and like I love they went to the police and they were like, you guys are gonna believe this, but we were just attacked full on assault by aliens, and they were like synchronicity, and there's caves that
it's a huge deal.
Yeah, it is a huge deal. I think I know.
I mean, there have been numerous Bigfoot sightings reported around that general area for years. In 2016, Jim Brown also investigated an incredibly detailed Bigfoot encounter that also took place in Fairchance, PA area. You can there was a whole article about it, but essentially there's a report of this witness of Bigfoot. They were slowed down. They were. It was a wooded area, and the Bigfoot touched the vehicle. Bigfoot hand came out.
Yeah, it was like it just touched it. It was like, what's this?
Yeah.
What's this? What do you got here? What's this under here?
Oh yeah, it was a lot of that.
You like this?
Yeah. So the incident occurred on May 22nd, 2023, very recently, at approximately 11 p.m. The weather was partly cloudy at the time, and the temperature in the 50s. Jim was contacted by a property owner who lives near Fairchance, PA. He was getting ready to go to bed when he heard the sound of his cattle carrying on as though something was stirring them up.
And it was a Bigfoot.
Cow tipping.
Yeah.
His first thought was that there was a coyote close by. The man grabbed his rifle and headed outside to see what was happening. As he looked towards the animals, there was no coyote in sight. What he saw instead was what he described as, quote, a hairy man about 8 feet tall in the muddy area. The creature was in the mud approaching the cows. The man yelled aloud at the creature, which he responded by starting to run away from that location. The witness then fired one shot over its head. The witness told Jim that he did not try to hit it, he just wanted to scare it off. The man also told Jim, I'm not sure where the creature went, it was just gone. All the cattle were accounted for. It was quite dark in the area where the creature was standing. The witness said that the creature was covered with long, dark-colored hair and that it had exceptionally long arms that extended low on both sides to at least its knees. When the man yelled at the creature, it raised its left arm above its head. That was also the arm between him and the creature.
Okay.
All right. The man also shined his flashlight beam on the creature that was about 100 feet away from him. The eyes shined red only when aimed his flashlight at them.
Really?
Yeah, red eyes. There were no unusual sounds or colors. I mean, red eyes, eye shine does exist in nature. It's just, it's usually birds.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, but like red eyes for like a...
I don't know. Mammals are usually like green or yellow.
I would say, yeah, yellow.
Greenish, yellow. Deer are like a pale greenish. I don't know, man. That's fucking, it's fake. The cattle seemed to settle down once the creature left the area. Actually, this one's a little... I kind of like this one. The red eyes, though.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Jim searched the property the next day. He searched the muddy area where the cattle and creature had been standing. The cattle had made numerous deep tracks in the mud. If there were any tracks from the creature, the cattle destroyed them. No unusual tracks or damage were noticed in the area. The man also indicated that on the two previous nights, the cattle were also reacting to something in the area, but it was not as extreme as the night of the encounter. The witness seemed concerned that the creature might be still around, so some cameras will likely be set up in the area to try to obtain pictures of the creature. And this is the most recent case here. Like I said, check out that documentary. The Chestnut Ridge something.
They're way more into framing this in a good light.
Yeah. No, because there's an interesting encounter on there where it's like two police officers like had it at gunpoint in a field, and they both say the same thing. The one dude is like majorly messed up from it. Like he's got like PTSD.
He quit.
Yeah.
Now he works at Walmart, where he deals with Sasquatches all the time. But the bald ones.
Yeah, and the ones that ride scooters.
Yeah.
So, but you know, that's what I got for that, and you know.
You know what's tough about this subject? Like, there is ad nauseum podcasts and different people that'll go so deep and dissect all this stuff and make it bigger than it is. And they'll just, like, go, like, you know, but the government showed up here and I have intel and hearsay of, you know, they came in with helicopters Vietnam style and were, like, gunning them down. And
yeah, get some!
Yeah, right. And, like... Like, most of this, you know, it is, you know, secondhand stories.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it's just someone telling a story. And people love to go, someone said something, well, why can't I have that same success? Mm-hmm. I want to be popular in this town.
Yeah.
I want someone to come with a camera and, you know, video me.
Yeah.
Saying that, I fistfought him.
That's what I'm waiting for. Like, actual video proof. Of a man
boxing a Sasquatch.
Fist fighting, bare knuckle boxing, and him getting the upper hand.
Right, yeah, like he's good. Like he's doing like...
He's piecing him up. Like he's, you know, dodging
him. It's Muay Thai, you know. He even gets some jujitsu in there, you know, like...
Sure.
Takes him to the ground, gets him in a, you know, universal, a.k.a. Oni Kudaki, you know, throws it on there on the ground.
Holy shit.
You know, and the Bigfoot's like, oh!
Yeah.
All right!
Yeah, but then, like, Bigfoot stops playing, and, like, it turns into a, you know, messing with Sasquatch commercial, and he just rips the guy's arms off.
Right, but then all of a sudden, his buddy comes out, and all the Bigfoots are going, Kumate, Kumate,
interesting.
Kumate, and then it's, like, in the fire's light, and, like, people are, like, kicking coconuts first, and, like, it becomes, like, this, like, super,
right.
There's, like, giant, you know, brass cobras.
Then afterwards, statues. He proceeds to steal the night.
Yes. And somehow, like, he runs across this water on these, like, weird lily pad setups. And he's like, next time, you know.
Like, and then he has that pretty cool, like pastel yellow blazer.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Sasquatch hits him with, like, poison sand. And he's like, and he has to fight Sasquatch blind. Reaching around with his feeling with his arms of his chi. You know, using his chi to get there.
Yeah.
And he does those sick leaping kicks. You know the ones I'm talking about.
The ones that they show three times in a row?
Yes. Yes. And that's how Bigfoot died.
Wow. See, they need to make a fighting game where you can play as all the cryptids called Cryptid Combat.
I would love it. Please.
And, you know, and just see who rises above.
And not just that, and all the horror, all the slashers. Cryptids, horror slashers, all of them in there.
Well, I feel like a lot of the slashers would get pretty fucked up by some of the... Relax.
You put them in.
Are you telling me that, I don't know, fucking Freddy Krueger has any chance against something like the Flatwoods Monster?
Freddy Krueger, no. But it's fun to see him get fucked up in those games.
Oh, so you just want to see you guys get fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you who might do good against Flatwoods Monster. If you take, like, Jason with the misty swamp abilities they gave him in Mortal Kombat, pretty sick.
Okay.
Xenomorph against Flatwood? Predator against Flatwood?
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Texas Chainsaw Massacre against Flatwood? No. But
no, he's just a human.
Be great to see him get, like, steam. And he starts melting, and then he's just like, my name is Brexy, and he's just, like, smacking him, you know, with his robot arms.
You've given this a fair amount of thought before today.
No, this is all coming to me this now. This is the universe.
Yeah.
I just got
it straight from the owl's
nest. Cleansing bolt of lightning to my brain and heart.
Straight from the owl's nest.
Yeah, straight from the owl's nest. I will be living forever now. No, no, I don't mean that.
No. That's stolen valor.
Yeah, it's stolen bohemian valor.
Yeah, I love these stories. I really do. They're a fun time.
Oh, yeah,
but,
they're a fun time.
But, you know,
merit, is there merit?
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel, man. We've done all the great ones.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, there's the great ones that we'll go and we'll still talk about. Like,
yeah,
bro, you want to talk about the Sierra Sounds all day? I will. Mm. You know,
yeah.
Wounded Ape Men and Mountain Devils.
Ape Canyon.
We'll go there.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
That was the one where he did like the fucking like the Hogan leg drop out of like the top of the mountain and went right through the
roof. Yeah. And dropped in.
That dude's head came right off.
Mm-hmm.
And they grabbed it and jumped out.
I love that. Like, they're finding people with, like, you know, the head. Sasquatch men are coming out just, like, ripping these, like, heads off of these, like, inbred, Sasquatch Native American people that are, like, 7 feet tall that went and rode in to fight with.
Yeah,
the colonists. You know, like, it's that's a cool story
to me. Yeah,
it's
just like that you know, the fucking that towards that last season of Game of Thrones when, like, the giants walked into battle with the regular men. It was just like that.
They were at the wall. They were fighting for the wall. You know. Yeah.
And none of it mattered anyway.
Yeah, it didn't, because they just shit the bed.
Oh, I thought because Christ was coming back. I don't know. I've been told it's soon. I don't know when, but. Soon.
This is where you're going to be? This is where you're going to be when it comes?
Look, I'm doing it God's
making
way.
Making fun of poor little Joe.
Doing it God's way.
I know you are. I know you do. You do do it. So, Bigfoot. What do you think?
Do I think it's real?
No, just what do you think about it?
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
I like in Harry and the Hendersons when he made that nice picture and the grandfather came along and fucked the face up.
Yeah.
Like, ah!
Yeah, he's so mad.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Or the French hunter tries to hunt him down and he just, like, touches his nice little bald head.
John Lithgow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a sick motherfucker. I like him in the Santa Claus movie.
Which one was that? The
Santa Claus the movie. He plays BZ, the toy maker.
What is that? Santa Claus the movie?
Santa Claus the movie. It came out in the 80s. Are you serious right now?
That might be one I missed.
You better watch it. It's on.
You better watch it.
Don't do this to us. Don't do this to us.
You better watch it, man.
Seriously, check that movie out.
I will, because John Lithgow is a fucking sick maniac.
He is.
He's great in Daddy's Home, too. I know you don't like it.
I don't think I'm going to watch that.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, dude, it's great.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson.
What does this have to do with Sasquatch?
Harry the Hendersons.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that, you know, it possibly existed at some time in our not too distant past. Yeah. Kind of like a woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
You know, they existed during human times. I mean, they say that the last ones existed about 4,000 years ago, which is kind of cool. So I think if something similar to that, I could dig that. But he's not running around fucking Iowa, fucking car tailpipes or whatever the fuck he was doing, and just
that's canon. Yeah,
just slam dunking dogs. Yeah. I don't know what he's doing.
Into the moonroof.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, no, you know, like, the reason that, like, this is such a silly episode, I feel, is that, like, in reality, I kind of think this is the end of our Bigfoot talks unless something crazy comes away.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see any. There's not. We covered all the great stuff. We did the Patterson-Gimlin film. We did the Sierra Sounds. Had a great fucking time.
Yeah.
We did Ape Canyon.
Yeah.
We did Skunk Ape and Ohio Grassman.
Yeah.
Past that, there's not much. I mean, I'm not doing the ones where, oh, it's actually like the fucking Predator and he can go invisible. I'm not doing that.
Well, no, because now you're getting into Travel Channel lore and Destination America lore. You're getting into these new TV shows that have, like, you know, they built the new kayfabe.
Yeah.
And they're all in there like, hey, guys, let's just make a bunch of money. And there's, dude, the market out there for Squatchers and, like, Bigfoot show enthusiasts and listeners, there's people that, like, can't get enough.
I know, because when you find something endlessly fascinating, when you find the thing that you like, you just want more and more and more.
Yeah.
Either, whether it be UFO shit, whether it's ghost shit, whether it's Bigfoot. But Bigfoot is hysterical. Inherently, because I think those fucking Sasquatch beef jerky commercials ruined everything. Because now he's just viewed as like a comedic character, like I just said, fucking car tailpipes, slam dunking dogs through skylights, whatever he's doing, cheating at like carnival games because he's so strong.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was even before that, you know, I think those set it off maybe for Gen Pop, but for normies, but like, you know, I don't know. Like, yeah, I still think there's something out there. I do.
I'd like to think.
Yeah, I think it's out there, but I really
mean, the truth is out there.
Of course it is. But I think when you get exhaustive with, I don't mean like the topic. I mean when you get exhaustive with trying to
force evidence. Just
and
entertain
force
it. Have a good time with it.
Yeah, I mean, like, these shows, man. Like, you know, even like Jack Osborne and the gang going out there.
Not him again.
Yeah, him again, because he's the guy now, apparently.
He is not the guy.
He's next up, dude. I don't mean that in a good way.
No.
I mean, he's the one getting the juice now, man.
Is he endorsed by the Bohemian Club?
Yeah, oh, of course.
So, does he have a 14-year-old in his back pocket?
Probably.
Fuck.
Probably, dude.
Wait, so to get a ghost show, do you have to drink the blood of, like, toddlers or whatever the fuck
they
do?
No, because Rob Lowe got one. But he didn't keep it because he didn't.
Oh, he wouldn't go through with it?
Yeah, no. And he's on the other side. He does, he's doing, like, new stuff for, like, Fox now.
The other side?
Yeah, the other side
the
of
fuck
it.
Is...
They don't drink the blood. They
eat the foreskin?
The black blood of the earth and eat the foreskin, yeah.
The black blood of the earth.
Yeah.
Okay. Oil.
Magog. Yeah. Yeah. That's the other side.
We're going to have a check-in with Ken episode real soon, I think.
Dude, the Bohemian Grove episode messed me up, man.
I know. Crossed some wires.
Like, what do I do now?
You just patiently wait for them to
actually,
listen in.
Actually, it's funny,
because
like, this is all stuff I knew already. Besides the nicknames. The nicknames thing was wild.
Yeah.
But, like, Bigfoot... I don't know.
I told you, he's our furry ally.
Yeah, I want him to be our ally, but I think he doesn't like us.
He definitely does.
Yeah, I think, and some of them, too, I think are, like, emo. Like, they're like, don't look at me. I don't think you're going to like what you see. And they flip their hair.
Right. And then they start strumming the guitar.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm missing the woods.
No, you like...
Pine cones and leaves.
Avoiding the spots where I can be seen.
Yeah.
And this nest in the tree is
where I call home.
Yeah.
Cut all this.
Yeah. No.
<Do-do-do-do-do>. Cuddling.
Can't you see? Can't you see?
This has devolved into pure insanity.
Yeah, well, you know, it should. It should. Because this is pure insanity. That, like, we get into these small town lures, which is all just like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
You want the parade. You're trying to get the Mothman bucks.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, and if you can make Bigfoot universal, Every town or state
can have
a Bigfoot.
Yeah,
like, well, our Bigfoot looks like this.
Yeah.
You know the difference, because ours has spots, yours has long hair in the front, but short hair by its
ass. And they literally have a show where they digitally design it and turn it around and show you.
Like Monster Quest.
Yeah. This area's Bigfoot.
Yeah. It's like, how did you get this idea from? They're like, well, it's been seen. I was like,
yeah. Has it?
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave from Nowhere. I know we're busting up your favorite topic.
Oh, is this his favorite?
Yeah.
Look, I want it to be real.
Yeah, we do. But, like how can we, in good conscience, sit here and placate the wants of all these towns?
We don't have that responsibility.
We don't. We don't. We only have one responsibility. That's the St. Peter James.
I guess.
Don't do this stuff.
All right. I think...
For this episode of Other Dangerous Podcast, I've been Ken James.
And I'm Jason McKittrick.
And as always, have a spooky evening.
Spooky.
Thank you for listening to Other Dangerous Podcasts. Have you encountered the other dangers? If so, you can email us at otherdangerouspodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to have a discussion about the paranormal, you can find us at Other Dangerous Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. There you can find submitted pictures, videos, and artwork from listeners. We are now streaming on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere else podcasts are streamed. And after listening, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe so we can continue to bring you the other dangers.